This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We saw this. This came across the wire in the first hour of the show that today at Blazer practice. Now, they are on the road right now. They play in Dallas, I believe, tomorrow night on TNT.
Dallas is in town.
They are on TNT at home against Dallas tomorrow night. So it's a big one because Dallas is a good team. And Portland's still trying to fight for that 8 seed. But at practice today, the big revelation was that Yusuf Nurkic, for the first time, at least has been reported, has gone through. Well, he was a full contact participant, 5-on-5 drills, no big deal. He was a part of everything today with the team. And it has a lot of people kind of salivating for what that means for his return date. Blazer fans are excited. We had a listener text in earlier. Why aren't you guys talking about this more? People are fired up. Yusuf Nurkic potentially back sooner than maybe we originally thought.
Well, the reason we haven't talked about it is because that story just came out like 45 minutes ago. We'll get to it, but we're here now. So, look, I understand the excitement. I think there is a lot to get excited about. Getting Nurk back is instantly going to elevate, I think, the mood in the locker room, the kind of the energy they come out with on the court. And imagine the Moda Center the first night that he is back.
Oh, that's going to be a great atmosphere.
I don't think you're going to be able to hear yourself think. That ovation is going to be insanely loud. CJ sounds like he might be back in a game or two, so quicker maybe than some were expecting. And then you've got Zach Collins is starting to work out by himself and hoping to get close to doing full practices with the rest of his teammates. This is kind of turning into what they've had a few of the other years now, where they go into kind of the, not actually purposely tanking, but they go into that proverbial tank of not being good, not winning games. Remember when they traded for Yusuf Nurkic, they were about this bad, maybe even slightly worse.
Oh, they were awful in 2017. Or
and
whatever.
While I know a lot of people took the optimistic approach to the Nurkic trade, they basically were in a position where they had nothing to lose. So let's take a flyer on somebody, and if it doesn't work, whatever, we can get out of this. What worked? You turned his attitude around, and he became this defensive juggernaut for you that made you a top 10 defense when he played. I don't know if he'll go quite that far. I think there are other teams in front of them or right on their heels that are better, but we've seen this story before, and I think to count out the Blazers from making the postseason, I haven't done it all year. I still think they're going to make the postseason, but this is the story that they've been writing, is they've had really good years, a la last year as a 3 seed, but they've had some of these other seasons where it turns around for them. And Dame alluded to it last night of it's almost that time. It's almost that time of year where we figured this out and it starts clicking. The difficult thing for them is we mentioned their schedule. Their schedule is not easy.
They just played the easiest game basically they have left before the All-Star break.
And I as happy as I am, and I am remaining optimistic overall, I'm not sure Yusuf Nurkic coming back is really going to help them win games right away. I think he himself is going to take a while to get to a point of actually contributing on a level that, you know, gets you to that. So while they still might struggle with the schedule, I think Blazer fan has every right to be excited because you might get the 4 guys, pair that with Ant, your 5 guys that are really kind of the future of your franchise as of today. And people want to see that.
You get a glimpse of it. I think it can be a big thing that can carry you into next season, even if they end up missing the postseason, at least of seeing like, all right, here's kind of the framework again. Collins is back. Nurkic finding his groove a little bit. Dame and CJ are still Dame and CJ. And it gives you that kind of reassuring feeling, I think, going into the offseason. And you look, in a year that Portland has gone through, there haven't been a lot of things to get excited about. And that's why I think the Dame 61-point game, you know, it was the best game in Blazer history point-wise. So it was incredible, fun to watch. But I think it was so celebrated also just because of how down this season has been. And if that was a part of a team that was in the second place, you know, second in the West right now, it would be like, hey, that's just another great night for Blazer fans. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't been the case. So I think you're always looking for positive news and good news. And this is it, at least that he's pacing a little bit maybe sooner than we thought. And again, just because you're back at 5-on-5 practice doesn't mean he's going to play tomorrow. Doesn't mean he's going to play next week. They're still going to be cautious. Give his time. You got to get the conditioning levels back up. Like Zion's been going through workouts for a while for New Orleans. He's playing his first game tonight. So you're still going to give it a couple more weeks, I think, before he's fully back in the lineup. I do though, and I want to make sure I don't think Blazer fans are gonna do it. But there was something that happened with Anfernee Simons this offseason that I now want to kind of remind people our take on it now that Nurkic is coming back. And that was, you know, Anfernee Simons is a 20-year-old kid. And he was so hyped and so praised, and this guy's the next big thing, and all these stories, and Olshay's pumping all this stuff out there, that it almost felt like they set him up to fail is not the right word, but they overhyped him to a point where I think people were expecting, oh my God, he's going to be the difference of us winning a championship this year.
They were calling him like the third untouchable asset in Portland.
We're not going to trade him. Are you kidding me?
No way he's on the table.
And, you know, look, I like having confidence in your guys, and I understand that, but also kind of what you do, and they did a similar thing as Zach Collins of you pump them up so much that then you can create this negative sentiment. I don't think it's necessarily going to happen with Nurkic, but I do at least want to be the reality dose out here that says, and I think you agree with me, when you come back from an injury like that, man, it doesn't just click all of a sudden.
No, it does not.
He, last year, in 72 games, he averaged nearly 16 points and over 10 boards. He was fantastic. He averaged 50% from the floor. He had a great year last year. He is one of the pieces that you're building around to try and hopefully go deeper than you did last season. It was a bummer that his year ended the way it did last season. We have seen this time and time again that guys can come back, and it takes them a full year, sometimes a half of a season, sometimes a couple of months, just to get their legs underneath them and feel confident. So I do want to just have that dose of reality out there that if you're of this opinion that Nurkic coming back, all of a sudden Portland's going to be playing like they were last year as a 3 seed in the West, just enjoy it. Be happy that he's back. It's a great positive story, but we got to give him some time here.
Well, this is 2021 news to me, right? This is the next season because, look, this season is what it is. You may turn this around. You may get to a 500 record or a game above. You might have this crazy run again like you've had. You're not winning a first-round matchup against the Lakers and the Clippers. I know there's going to be Blazer fan out there on social media that's going to tell writers and people like us that, hey, man, Nurk, Collins, good luck going against that Braun and Davis. And they're legit going to think that they're going to beat the Lakers in the first. They're not. This is more exciting, one, to see what Nurkic looks like, just to get the big guy out there, to get the energy back for the team.
For sure.
And then, to me, it's also just a much bigger step for the next season. Because I'm still one that does not believe that he should be playing. I don't like it. I get why they're doing it. I get why he wants to do it. And I understand the reasons that people want to see him out there. But him and Zach, I just want them to be as healthy as possible and then come back next year and see what you do in free agency. But your core five players of Ant, Dame, CJ, Nurk, and Zach, maybe that's a title contender, maybe it's not, but we at least get an idea of what that looks like come starting next season. As tough as that is today, given that you have about 30 games to go or a little less, this season is over. You might get to the playoffs, and if you do, we'll talk about those matchups and what we think, but realistically, you're not what you were hoping for this year. Them being healthy is great for next year to me.
Right.
Next year is the year. It's about building next year. And on the Nurk point, you know, I hope to be proven wrong on this. I do. But when guys like Paul George and Gordon Hayward take a year plus to get right after a serious injury, am I really, I can't help but just think, I can't imagine a guy that's 7'7", 1",
it's just going to be easy.
260 is just suddenly going to be flying out there like nothing happened.
Yeah.
This is going to be a slow, slow build back to what he was at the height of everything.
Well, in different injuries, but look at Boogie last year as well.
Sure.
Well, I mean, it wasn't quite. Kind of got it going maybe a little bit late. Then he got hurt again. But
it's a lot of run of injuries, dirt, where hamstrings, glutes, ACLs, Achilles. These injuries have been happening to really good players. Who is the one that's just randomly coming back instantly and is good?
Yeah, no big deal.
Almost none of them.
Yeah.
And if there is one, you can text one in because I'm blanking. But of all the players in my mind that I can see with those major injuries that are good contributing players for their team, borderline stars, none of them have
takes
just
a little time.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.